Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We hear over and over again in America, repeal and replace affordable health care or Obamacare. You hear that said quite often. But guess what? What was also done during that administration is the Iran deal, supporting them to be able to have potentially in the future, reports are, nuclear capabilities to be able to build weapons in the future. Well, Sean Hannity had a chance to sit down with the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and this is exactly what he said, repeal and replace. Take a look.
But on the question of Iran, I want to make clear, I think this is important. You know, our problem with the deal, my problem was not merely that they would violate the deal, and they will wherever they can. It's that if they don't violate the deal, they walk into, within 12 years, into unimpeded enrichment of
uranium,
which is what you need to make bombs. And from there, the distance to making bombs is nothing, okay? Nothing. So I disagreed with that, and I didn't think, you know, and now look, and look at what has happened. Okay, the deal has been signed. Iran's economy is improving. Maybe not at the rate that they'd like, but down the line, you know, they're going to get hundreds of billions of dollars by not only because of the cash that will flow into them, but also investments that will flow into them. They'll get more lethal weapons, including in deals that they signed immediately with Russia as soon as the deal was
including for missile defense.
Right.
If Israel or the United States or allied countries want to take out those nuclear sites.
And if you add to that, their aggression in the region, they moved into Yemen in a big way, which is a maritime route for the world.
And threatening the Saudis.
Not threatening, firing. Firing.
At the Saudis.
Rockets and missiles into Saudi territory from Yemen. They moved into Syria. They're trying to establish a naval base on the Mediterranean. Can you imagine Iranian submarines in the Mediterranean? You have the Sixth Fleet there, you know. We have our own maritime shipping. Mm-hmm. You want Iranians there?
Nope.
No, and I said this to President Putin. I said, it's not a good idea.
What did he say?
I'll tell you what I said.
What did he say?
I said it's not in the interest of anyone,
Russia,
including Russia, to have an Iranian naval base in the Mediterranean.
But there's alliance. You got
and I didn't, you know, I didn't hear a forceful argument.
Damascus, Tehran,
mm-hmm,
Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
They get along.
Look, here's my position. But it's my position, vis-a-vis the deal with Iran. Mm-hmm. You know, I would, if I had to compress it to two words, repeal or replace.
So those are words Americans know well.
Well, okay, but that would be my position. I think Washington has to decide its own position. But clearly, one thing that has to be changed is to not let Iran have the best of all worlds, which is the worst of all worlds for Israel
and the
world. Arab countries, the United States, the world.
That's so important because, you know, we just talked about in our previous program, remembering the Holocaust and what took place historically. And what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been saying for quite some time is that this would be all over again if you allow Iran to have nuclear weapons. And some of the plans that have been going on, you know, during the previous administration was basically, you know, sending reportedly over 100 and something billion dollars or something like in cash. They flew it over there. They gave them permission to begin to get their centrifuges going and produce the material that you use to be able to make nuclear weapons, what they could do. And they projected maybe 10 or 12 years out from that day being able to potentially have or make nuclear weapons. And that's a very close quarter, so it was very close. And I'm so excited about our president standing with Israel, supporting Israel, and repeal and replace. He's talking specifically about that agreement that was written by former President Barack Obama with the Iran Ayatollahs and leaders over there to be able to do what they're doing now. They've already been emboldened, and these things are taking place. We've got to pray for the peace of Israel and the protection of Israel, but the coming land grab that was talked about in the Word of God, Pastor John Kilpatrick and Daphne or in Alabama talked about specifically about what's about to happen prophetically. And so even though they're getting emboldened and they're doing these different things, you're about to see the territory of Israel expand to its original borders.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.